like to welcome everybody to a BDD exclusive down here in down here outside of Atlanta, Georgia, in the Atlanta metro area. Yeah, it's a very discreet neighborhood. We got the Sprinter outside.
First thing on people, I was like, damn, it's a Sprinter out there, bitch. Okay, all right, bet.
Then when we walk into, I see somebody outside rapping. They getting their lyrics together out there. I see another cipher in another car when we go out there.
And whole time on the second floor, they shooting a music video right now. Like, it's going down as we speak.
You know, we got to be active out here right now.
So let me just start with this. What brought y'all here in the first place? Like how did y'all set all this shit up?
Introduce yourself. What's your name? What's your name, bro? All
right, my name Nova. I'm going to just pass the mic around to everybody else, too.
It's Troy. Show with Troy with two eyes to be exact. You get it?
Kayla Shea.
I'm Charmer.
Big Geech.
All right, So, yeah, we really just been on this, like, tour thing. Me, Troy, Kay, we from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Geech and Charm, they came from Florida, because from a show we did down there, so they linked up and tapped in with us. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we got Florida and Baton Rouge in the building. What part of Florida we got up in here? 305. All right. Okay, cool. So, when y'all came down here, the point of the tour was what? To just fuck the streets up in Atlanta, basically, right? That's what it seemed like.
That's what we've been doing. Everywhere we've been, bro, it's just been something. But we got some good experience, and a good opportunity to perform out here.
Where y'all perform at?
So we performed at Ghost Bar. It's in Ellenwood. Yeah. Evergreen.
Edgewood. Yes, sir. He was at Edgewood last night at Ghost Bar.
Yeah.
Did you get some Harold's Chicken while he was down there? What's y'all favorite food?
I had some wings. I don't know if they was Heroes, though, but they were some wings. And them hoes was spicy as fuck. I don't even eat spicy food for real. But they was good, but they were spicy. It was like some caliente. It was a liquid, coolest, sweet spicy. I was mad.
Who got better food, Georgia or Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Top dog, you can't be Louisiana. Everybody that know Louisiana know you gonna get some better food from Louisiana. They got buildings for Louisiana food in Georgia for a reason, bro.
Yeah, I think we seen a Louisiana chicken place somewhere.
Man, that Louisiana bistro.
that's some BS. They ain't even got no frozen drinks in there, bro. No daiquiri.
No daiquiris up in there. And they don't even have no daiquiris in there, my
that's
nigga.
That's crazy.
Only thing that makes them Louisiana related is the Florida Lees that's on the logo.
They use purple and gold.
And purple and gold.
That's it.
And purple and gold.
They fronting on there.
UX at the end.
Yeah. What makes y'all authentically Louisiana? What do you think? What is it that makes you authentically Louisiana?
I guess it's
the lingo.
The lingo, yeah, our sound, our lingo. People, when they hear us,
talking to
them, they'll be like, oh yeah, you from. When they hear us, they be like, oh yeah, you from the South. And when they say South, they mean Louisiana. A lot of people say South is, like, all about them, but I think Louisiana is a true definition of the South because of our lingo and how we sound and how we talk and what we eat. So, basically, the whole environment.
Who are some influences? Who are some influences in how you talk? Who you think was some influences, some artists, some people? It could be the mayor, goddamn. You know what I mean? It could
influence.
Be you want to sound like the football coach. You got a little Ed Orgeron in you or something. You know what I mean?
Wanna know, you know, like when it comes to lingo, it's like whatever be popping on the internet to most people is going to be what they use. Like a lot of people ain't never say cap, but you hear cap everywhere. You know, I can't even tell you where it originated from. So I'm just saying, like, it'd be like that. But, like, I don't know who could be an influence for, like, the language. We just be saying stuff. Like, we might say, damn, he rawed you out. You don't even know what that mean. But we know what it mean because we from there. We be like, oh, that bitch, yeah. Like, what the hell is that? It just be like, bro, y'all talk funny, but we like it. So they just like it. I don't know.
Hey, let me ask you this. So, and then we're going to let you go. Tell me about how the projects that y'all got working now is going to end up. Like, so are we going to have some videos coming? Is we going to try to go on tour with a mixtape? Or, like, what's the plan with the content that y'all got out right now?
Right now, we shooting videos. We on tour as we speak. That's one reason we here. Promotion's bad. We everywhere. It's going to be videos, mixtapes. Motherfucker might drop an album out of nowhere. You never know. We making singles. We dropping collabs, features. We working with people all over the place. We connecting, networking. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. It ain't no small.
It's your 30-second networking opportunity. Go ahead. Give me some. Tell people where they can expect you at. Network with the people. 30 seconds. It's your time to shine.
All right. Nova.OYB on Instagram. Nova.OYB on Spotify, iTunes, all platforms. You know, check me out.
It's your boy Sherwood Troy with two Y's. You can check me out. I'm in one of Boosted Badass videos. Can't Stop Jigging. That's a hot song by HD for President. I'm everywhere. You could just find me. You might not find no music, but you're going to see me regardless. I got TikTok, all that famous everywhere.
Round applause for him. Round applause. Hey. Let's see. All right. So we're going to put. It's your man B. Diddy, a.k.a. the Two Torpedo, a.k.a. the Badass Yellow Boy, a.k.a. Diddy Tarantino, a.k.a. Big Picture Brennan, a.k.a. your baby mama's favorite DJ, a.k.a. Mr. Saturday Night, a.k.a. Gigabyte Brennan. And I'm here with former Cincinnati Reds draft pick right here in the building, T-Money. What up?
Man, you know what it is. It's your boy, man. T-Money. We back up in it like the House in the Senate. You know what I'm saying? With a special group. Guests up in here with us tonight, man.
What's good, family? It's your boy, Big Geetra, North Miami on East Side. You already know what's going on.
Yes, sir.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Charmer. You know what I'm saying? Coming out of North Miami Beach as well.
All right. So, what y'all done fuck with so far since y'all been in Atlanta? What y'all done fuck with since y'all been here?
It's like our third, fourth time here, but shoot, we just been here. We really just got here like 2 days ago. Really.
So, y'all coming in and out of town. Y'all been here before.
Because this is the Mecca. Right now, in this age, this is the Mecca. So if you're not in Atlanta trying to push your shit, you ain't going nowhere.
Your shit got to come through here at some point. I completely agree. It has to. It ain't no other way to do it.
Facts.
Who are some influences from? Tell me about some people that really helped shape your sound. Some producers that you worked with early. Some DJs that had you going to the party, that had you fell in love with the music. Who laced your boots up when it came to this music stuff?
I mean, I listen to a lot of music, not really just my like Miami music, but Ross and Trick and, you feel me, Trina helped that spark when it comes to Miami music, you know, Luke. But a lot of my music personally, a lot of Big, a lot of Wayne, a lot of T.I., a lot of South music, you know. And I dabble in West music, you know, of course, Pac, Game. I fuck a lot of people like that, but, you know, that's more me.
As far as for me, same here. I don't really, how could I put it? I don't only just listen to music from Miami, you know what I'm saying? Because music from Miami is mainly like we dancers, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So, but as far as for me, for a big influence, I would say Drake, Meek, and also Chris Brown for me.
Stage shows. What are some keys to having a good stage show? What are some things that you've seen being from Miami? I know that they're known for having stage shows down there, right?
Yeah, probably one of the best next to Cali. It's like in the range of like Cali, New York. I think Miami is in that range of stage shows. For sure.
So when you're looking to get your stage show together, what are some things that you guys do to make sure that your stage show is right, that you're representing that Miami culture the right way?
Just energy. It's always energy. So, you know, as long as we keep energy within each other, y'all gonna bounce off of it. You feel me? So as long as we rocking, y'all gonna rock with us. But, you know, a lot of people, they go on stage, they get a little nervous because they in a new place. They see a lot of people like, damn, I don't know how much I should, you know, move, how I should be. But like, as long as you keep your energy up with your people, especially when you recording with people, it makes it a lot easier.
I agree. Same here. The energy definitely has to be there. You can't really think about everybody watching you at one point because then you're really going to freeze up. You know what I'm saying? But as far as putting on a good show, now, for me, I practice how I perform. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm in the booth, I act like I'm performing type stuff. Like, if you see me in the booth, I'll be all crazy, wild type stuff. You know what I'm saying? But that's because they say practice makes perfect, but it ain't practice makes perfect. It's perfect practice that what makes perfect. So we always try to go over what people would expect from us type stuff.
So let me ask you about your most recent project. Do you think that
lights out.
I'm about to say anyway. Damn, my question shut the lights out, nigga. Off in a boy. Anyway, tell me about y'all plans for y'all project right now. So like, what's going on with it? Is it an EP? Are we dropping a full project? Y'all trying to?
I got some
videos. What's going on with that?
I mean, we always working, always recording. We doing a little beatbox video. It's coming out soon. A remix. I got an EP coming out next month. Coming be fire.
What's it called?
Interplanetary.
All right, man.
Be crazy.
As far as for me, same. We always working, always putting in work, always in the studio. I'm an engineer, so we basically do everything in house. My EP is already out. I dropped it on February 14th, Valentine's Day. It was straight R&B, so you could find that on all platforms. And I just released a single last week, so that's also on all platforms as well. So it's like he said, it's always work. It's always what's next.
Yeah.
What can we do to elevate?
Yeah, bad.
Network opportunity. Go ahead, drop some social medias. A call to action for me.
You know, Spotify, Apple Music, you know, Big Geech, BIGGECH. Find me everywhere. TreyMoreMusic.com. You could get everything on that, the whole family up there.
This Charmer, you can find me on IG at IMCHARM, the number 3 and R, and on all platforms as Charmer, CHARM3R.
Thank y'all for coming through. Round of applause.
Treymore.
So, welcome everybody back to the BDD show. I got my man T Money in here with me. This is a great experience, T Money. I feel like I'm in a room for a lot of influencers around here. You know what I'm saying? It's very colorful in here.
Yes, sir. It's very, very colorful. Very, very colorful. So, who we got with us right now? Who you got?
We have a special guest. Go ahead, introduce yourself for me real quick. What's your name?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Amber Jules. You
know, Amber Jules.
Amber Jules with a Z at the end.
Okay, shout out to Amber Jules. I like that.
All right, that was decent. I like that little name.
It's alliteration. That's wordplay.
How we doing,
Bova? Yeah. G.H. Dre. I say G.H. Dre.
Yeah, it's on. You. The internet can hear you.
All right.
Yeah, The internet got you, bro. We watching the waveforms over here, bro. No, not censored. So where are you from, Amber Jules? Where are you from?
I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What up, though? What high school you go to?
McKinley.
Oh, what's your McKinley blue on?
Yeah, that blue. Y'all already know that blue.
You did. What about you, my man?
What the first question was? Oh, yeah, I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, South Side, Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir. What high school you went to?
I went to Terre High, though. So I'm with the Terre, you know, Trojan man.
That ain't bad.
How y'all liking it here? How y'all liking it down here in Atlanta? Did y'all know each other before this trip?
No.
What y'all feel about the artist scene down in Baton Rouge? Is it strong? Do you think there need to be a bigger community? You guys seem like you're dope artists on the same wavelength. Right? Why do you think you hadn't connected before or something like this? Why did it take y'all coming to Atlanta to connect? You know? Is that
well, y'all in the city, but y'all gotta come to right. Atlanta to link, so like
Don't that seem kinda weird though? Like to me
that's just how it is in Baton Rouge, that's how it is?
It be like that.
Sometimes.
People have different agendas sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So like, and then if you ain't coming from where they coming from, most of the time you can't really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like y'all ain't gonna vibe.
Yeah, the vibe be off, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might be talking about the same thing, even relatable, same story, but you from over here, we can't fuck with that. So that really what it be, bro. And then nobody wanna pass you. Don't nobody wanna let them pass you, even though you can help each other you know, come up and, you know, but it's all about power. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I feel, man.
Amber Jules?
I feel like, you know, just to piggyback off of what he said, I feel like from my perspective, it's just a little bit what he said, but just letting the chips fall where they may. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like some people do be in their own bubble, and, I mean, that's fine. You know, you can't, you know, people, you know, do what they want to do, but, you know, you got to put yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I didn't invest in myself to come to Atlanta, we would have never crossed paths. So it's just like, it's a little both. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put yourself out there, but you can't be selfish right. with your resources.
Tell me who you was listening to when you first made the decision to start rapping. Like, who was in the playlist?
A little bit of everybody. I was, you know, listening to Wayne.
All right.
I listened to Nip. I listened to this dude named East, Dave East. I listened to Jeezy. I listened to T.I. Boosie, of course. You know what I'm saying? You got to sprinkle the Louisiana legends in that. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I'm about to say, I feel like you can't be from Baton Rouge and not have no connection with Boosie. Like, we went to school.
I was raised off of all that, but you know what I'm saying? I'm, like, very versatile, so it's just, like, I like what I like, so, yeah. You know. But yeah, that's, you know.
What about you, my man?
Yeah, shit, when I first started, man, I was on some whole other tip, like, some church shit, like, some church things. I was on some church things, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I could really use, like, range my voice, so I play with that. And I did poems and stuff first, so I was free flow. So then I started rapping, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you
so
know
you been
saying?
Just playing, you been fucking around with the words, and now you just finally found your way with them.
Yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying? I played football at first, man. I didn't even know I was going to do the music, but then, you know, my words
just
started
to hit you.
It started hitting and sticking, so shit, you know?
I ran. Feel you on that.
I want to thank y'all for coming through. We got to get y'all networking. Give y'all opportunity to give a call to action to the people and tell people your socials. Let's start with you first.
You can find me on IG at amber.jewels, amber.jewelz. Yeah, that's basically it for my IG.
And I'm on Instagram, gh_dre_mtc. And I'm on all platforms at J.H. Dre or Move the Culture. MOVETHA Culture. You know.
Round of applause. Thank y'all for coming through. Did you have anything you want to say? You got something you want to say?
Oh, yeah. Go get that Working Under Pressure, too. All platforms, everything. Still clapping.
Working Under Pressure, too. There it goes. All right, round of applause. We're going to get next artist in here. Thank you so much, Amber. Welcome back. This is your man, B. Diddy, a.k.a. the Badass Yellow Boy, a.k.a. Free Smoke the Bear, Run Up, Get Done Up, a.k.a. John Wesley Dabs, a.k.a. Major Don West, because I be lost in space. And I got my man T-Money in here.
You know what I'm saying? T-Money in the building, back up in it like the house in the Senate. What's happening? What's good?
What's up, man?
Man, welcome to Atlanta.
Man, it's what good to be here,
y'all got in town? What y'all done pulled up on? What y'all been fucking with?
Man,
say who they is though. Say your name.
I'm J. Quartel. You heard me? But
I'm Lady Z.
Whoa, what's happening with y'all, man? This little trap, man. We from Louisiana, come and take over Atlanta. You heard me? We in this bitch. We finna turn up tonight. I'm telling y'all.
All right. So where y'all been so far? What's some shit that y'all done pulled up on since y'all been out here?
We've been working.
Locked in.
Yeah,
I like
working.
That.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Man, I done been to the mall and everything out here. You hear me? I like Atlanta, though.
You been to the mall? What about you, little Trap?
Shit, been cooling, you know, working. That's it. We really just come to work.
What's your favorite store? Since you've been out here, what's your favorite store that you done been to since you've been here? You talked about the mall.
Chevron. I don't shop a lot.
Yeah. There you have it. You heard the man.
I'm going to keep it G, though. I don't really got no favorites, though, man. I think I like all of them since I came out here.
Yes, sir. So talk to us about some projects. Like do all three of y'all have individual projects that's out, or, like, y'all collabing together? Like, what's the relationship? What's going on with that?
I just met them through T, you know, on the tour. Mm-hmm. But I got my own little projects going on right now. But, you know, somewhere down the line in the future, I'm hoping to collab with everybody up and up. All
right.
I have a project coming out called Transparency coming out in July.
Okay, bet.
Right now I'm working on a mixtape, you hear me? But I just dropped some shit called Trap Talk. If y'all go listen to that, I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna bump.
Where is
that
it at? Where can we hear it at?
All platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all that. Okay, Lit Trap, LI.TRAPP.
Alright, bet. What about your project? Where can we find it at?
Instagram, YouTube, Tidal, all that stuff like that.
Great.
You can also find mine on all platforms at J Cartel, JKARTEL. You know, you can also follow me on the gram at IM_J Cartel.
J Cartel, did you buy anything interesting these down here?
What you bought though?
You
were talking about you came down here, went to the ball and shit.
You
ain't bought shit,
though,
nigga.
You ain't got no. I don't see no. I don't even see no baby alligators running around here.
I'm looking for the belt, nigga. Where the chain and shit?
Man. I bought. You know, I bought. Like,
where's pit bull puppies at?
You know, I bought a few things
in Atlanta. You can buy anything in Atlanta.
But I also bought a new car. You heard me? Like. So yeah, you know, impressive shit. Impressive shit.
My man, Playboy, my man. Somebody bought a rip, my man. Yeah, so bring it on home, man. Y'all hit us with y'all socials where we can get in tune with y'all, where we can find some projects. Hit us with all of your call to action that you got right now.
Man, I got a new song that just touched down, you heard me? It's called How That Go. Y'all go check that out. It's out on YouTube right now. It's my biggest single out right now, so you know, go fuck with that.
You can find me at Miss Lady Zion 337. That's MZ.LadyZion337 on Instagram.
Lit Trap on all platforms, LI.TRAPP on Instagram only.
I got a question, and also something else that I want to say. Why should we go, each of you real quick, why should our listeners listen to you? Why should they listen to you?
The reason why listeners should listen to me, because being female, I'm bringing something different. You know, y'all know what you used to hearing, you know, from female music. So whenever I speak, I want people to listen to what I got to say. I'm a conscious rapper, lyricist, bar. So I want to bring that back into the music industry for females.
Man, y'all go listen to me. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I'm going to give y'all straight honesty. It's going to turn y'all up. Some shit that I tell y'all might touch y'all hearts, you hear me? You might feel that shit. Because this shit that I speak about really come from the heart. So that's why y'all need to go listen to my shit.
Y'all go check out my music, you know. I come from that struggle, so, you know, I can really relate to a lot of people and what they go through life. So I speak on a lot of life experiences, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to mine.
I want to give all three of y'all a round of applause for going out and getting your message out and being and investing yourselves, making it from
taking the time to invest in yourself, you know what I'm saying, believing in your shit, and getting out here, putting some booster asses and make that shit happen, goddammit. That's what I like.
Goddamn, thank y'all so much. Thanks so much. We got next. Let's get to the next flight of artists in here. Appreciate y'all. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the B Diddy Show. I got my AKA Cashew Jones, AKA Arizona Slim. I got more AKAs than Beta Psi, and I got my man T Money in here. What up, T Money?
Hey, what's going on with y'all? It's your boy AT Money back up in it like the house in the Senate as usual, man. Introduce yourself. Let us know who you're talking to.
What's up? I go by Thrash. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I reside in H-Town. You know, I'm moving around with my music. You know, shout out to TT, shout out to everybody that's, you know, performing and doing their thing with the music group. You know, I'm a single artist. I got my own label, TB Entertainment.
Okay, you got your own label, huh?
Yeah, it's TB for Thrasher, okay. Thrasher Boy Entertainment.
So you signed yourself then?
Yeah.
All right, but anybody else on there with you?
Nah, just myself.
All right, well, so what's that like? Explain that experience. How, when you signed yourself and it was a deal, like it was official, like how that feel? What does that feel like?
Well, it's basically, you know, it's a good feeling, you know, going through different things in the music industry, you learn stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of like, you know, you take opportunities with yourself. You know?
Right.
So I just took it upon myself to invest in myself. That's all it is, just investment.
All right. So as an independent artist, tell us the first thing that you came across that you was like, damn, I wish I would have knew that shit at first.
As far as putting music out, I was putting music out and wasn't getting paid.
Well, okay, explain what you mean by that.
Putting music out on, as far as in the streets, burning dropping music, burning it on CDs, and, you know, just giving it away, you know, basically selling it, I mean, you know, trying to get it out there, but not actually putting it out the right way through a distro.
Yeah. I got, bro, I heard a real interesting interview, and I'm pretty sure you can relate. I was listening to Gucci, right? And Gucci was doing an interview, and he was explaining, like, how it was when he was, like, putting all of them songs out, like, right after he got out of jail,
right?
So I'm talking about he had, like, how many mixtapes? He hit with, like, 5 mixtapes in, like, a calendar year. He was putting out music on music on music, and they was like, damn, like, nigga, can't you just wait? Can't you slow down?
Right.
But then, like, that's kind of the key to being independent, like, putting your music out there, but then also putting it out there correctly so you can get paid from each one of them. Because it don't make no sense for you to do a 20-song project and put it out there if you're not making no money back.
That's key to what you said, you know, putting it out. It's good to put a lot of music out, but you got to give your music time to grow.
That's true.
So once you put something out, give it time to grow before you put something else out. I mean, have you something ready, you know, and then give it time to grow and then stamp you with something.
What music did you see that grew once you decided to change, like myself, I'm going to decide to get paid and I'm going to make my music grow and not abandon that seed so early and develop that seed. What was one of your songs that really you saw that process really work out for you?
I did a song maybe about 2 months ago, 3 months ago called Like That. And I had another song I was going to drop called In That Bag before that, but I ended up doing Like That first. So Like That started doing good. So I said, I'm going to let this song grow. And once it reached a certain number, then I'll, you know, drop that song and I'm going to let that one grow. But I want to see the growth first. So I dropped the song, and I didn't think it was going to do something, but it did like 10K in the first week. So I just started watching it grow. Over 2 months, I ended up doing almost 50K on it. So I just, you know, let it keep growing once it got to 30K. But once I hit 40K, I went ahead and dropped the next song. And then I started letting that song grow. And then that one, like, up a little bit past 120. And I got another song I'm going to release after that. So, you know, I'm just letting them grow one at a time.
So you got a plan, then. You just, like, looking at it just like it's a calendar. It's like this shit dropping, that shit dropping, and it's all just out there.
Gear-wise, is that your gear? Did you design that gear yourself?
Yeah, you can follow Legendary Flex on Instagram. I got a clothing line.
I'm about to say, that shit clean.
Yeah, I got a clothing line that I'm promoting. I just started it this year, you know, so... I'm promoting it on Instagram called Legendary Flex. Y'all can follow that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up, man. Let us know all your socials, where we can fuck with you at, where the music at, where the video's at.
My name Thrasher. You can follow me on Instagram at Thrasherway _. That's THRASHERWAY _. Thrasherway _ Instagram. You can follow me on YouTube at Thrasher. Hit single In That Bag, Like That, and Big Slide. Again, YouTube, that's type in Thrasher, In That Bag, Like That, Big Slide.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all make some motherfucking noise for my man. Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm fucking with it, T-Money.
I'm fucking with it too, Joe.
Yeah, you ready?
All right, so welcome back. Another episode. I have on my man, B Diddy, as usual. T-Money. Who we got with us today, man? Introduce yourself.
And Go Yellow, Two Roar, Swag. Big Prussia, never lived Prussia. That's me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where you from, homie?
Man, I'm from heaven. Real talk. All
right. So what music they listening to in heaven then, bro?
Man. Real talk. I got a couple, you know. I got friends up there, you know.
I feel you.
I'm melodies.
Yeah.
I can make my voice an instrument. I could do whatever required on the beat. I'm versatile. I could rap to you. I could sing. I could jump on the reggae or country, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so like I say, I'm from heaven, man. I was sent from him. So.
Yeah, so when you first picked it up, when you first was like, I could do this. I can make music. I can make money off of making music. Like, what was the inspiration? Was it like a mixtape that you heard or a particular song of yours that was your favorite that kind of pushed you out there like that?
I'm going to keep it real. I never wanted to be like just a rapper, you know what I'm saying? My inspiration was seeing that people actually like my music, you know what I'm saying? So that was what made me take it serious. Like, I just was a person that was just going to the studio, you know what I'm saying? Hear a beat I like, jump on it, y'all like it, and then they was like, hey, do this, you're good. So that was my inspiration. Oh, okay, people believing in me.
So it was kind of like people around you that was kind of,
yes sir,
like,
yes,
all right, you need to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole community that keep people going, know what I mean?
Right. Definitely. Right.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you said that, because, like, people need to do that, right?
Right.
That's the reason why the music in Atlanta scene work, right? Because right. we support one another.
I feel it. And that's a big part of the game, I feel, like when you got people in your corner, you know what I'm saying? Right. I look at the music game like being a boxer.
Okay.
What boxer have you ever seen that had a fight and they didn't have somebody in their corner?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of this game is very similar between boxing and the rap game.
Right.
It's very similar. You got to do it. You got to have a show. Are you I see you got a lot of tattoos, my man.
Yeah.
How many tattoos do you think you got?
Probably like 50.
When did you get your first one, and what are you going to get for your next one?
I got my first one when I was like 17.
Okay.
And my next one is really going to be like probably like 4 portraits of my children.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So what kind of influence do your children have on your music?
Super, because I feel like if I set myself up for greatness, then that'll eventually set them up for greatness. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do this all my life. I want to be able to learn something, grow, then be able to give it to whoever I could give it to, teach lessons. You know what I'm saying? The people I could help to say, hey, don't do that this way. I didn't know. I wasn't supposed to do that this way, but I know now, so I'm telling you, I don't want you to make that mistake. That's my type of aim for, you know, my career.
So one piece of advice to anybody that's coming in the music industry would be what? Like, what have you learned that you would like to pass on to somebody else?
A lot of people might not receive it, but don't aim for catching this. I feel like whatever you feel from the heart, like Lil Trap said, whatever from the heart, put that on wax.
Yeah.
Don't go in there and just spend $50, $60, $70 on a studio session just because you like the beat and you said some cute shit to, you know what I'm saying? Drop that heartfelt. And I mean, it's cool, the game, you know, we got a lot of people that's just making the catchy stuff, but at the end of the day, I respect the heartfelt music because I respect music that give other people inspiration, you know, and make them want to do something.
You know what's crazy? It's so crazy you mentioned that, bro, because it's like, now, haven't you noticed that, like, all of the rappers that's, like, used to be rapping real, real hard, now they got, like, one of them heart-to-heart melodic records?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like,
got one of the records now.
It's like mandatory. Like, you have to do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's something that people want. Most fans, not even most fans, all your fans going through something. Not one of them exempt from heartbreak, financial problems, death in the family, nobody exempt. So somebody going through something. So I feel like that one instance where you could touch a soul, touch a heart, mm-hmm. touch a situation, it's going to grow you with that person, grow you with that fan.
Man, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got anything, B. Diddy?
Get your socials.
Man, get your socials.
Get your socials, bro.
My social, GEAUXYELLA. It's Go Yella. On everything, YouTube, I'm finna drop a video. I got my cameraman in the kitchen right now finishing the video we just shot for my birthday. So,
hell yeah.
It's up.
I want to give a round of applause for Go Yellow.
Appreciate it.
Blessing the show.
What's good, my man? How you feeling? Introduce yourself.
Oh, what's up? I'm cooling. Man, I go by Self First T2.
All right. Bet. I'm T-Money. This B Diddy. You know what I'm saying?
What's good?
Welcome to your interview, bro. What you got to share with us, man? Let us know some.
Man, I've been back on my grind trying to work it and get it off the ground, you know, just pushing it as hard as I could push it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. As far as like what, just like you got an individual project out, like a couple songs, one off, so you got like a whole tape coming or like what we looking at?
Yeah, well I got another tape coming, but I'm doing like a couple of singles and stuff right now, just trying to lay around there and get a little fan base up more, you know, just build as much as I could either way it go.
Yeah. So what did you think is like the biggest challenge in growing your following and like spreading your reach out? What's the hardest part about that?
Staying on it, like the consistency of it. Like you slow down on it, your fans slow down on you.
You're right. You got to consistently be in their face, right?
Right.
You from BR too?
Yeah, I'm from BR.
What high school did you go to?
Bel Air.
Bel Air High School. So I actually was a student teacher at Bel Air High School back in the day. I did a little student teaching for that one semester. I was up there at Bel Air. What's it like being an artist from Baton Rouge and being in Atlanta? What's it like?
Man, being an artist from Baton Rouge, being in Atlanta, like, mm-hmm. it's like a whole different wave on some shit, man, because, like, in Baton Rouge, man, people could listen to your music and like your music, But they'll never lay around there and tell you that. They'll act like they don't see you. They'll walk right past you. In Atlanta, like, if people fuck with you, they going to fuck with you.
I ain't mean to interrupt y'all, but y'all know ain't nobody in here telling no lie. Look at the ID on the back of that cell phone case. What that say right there? That's a Southern University school ID, right? So make some motherfucking noise for everybody in this motherfucker that's from the Rouge, you heard me? I love Baton Rouge, nigga, because Baton Rouge got some real ass niggas. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm telling you, man. My mama was a secretary at Southern University for 30 years.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So in your music, what is it? Where do you draw your inspirations from? Are you looking at like one specific artist? Like, man, I really wish I could sound like that. Or are you coming with your own wave and drawing inspiration from different places?
Nah, I really come on my own wave. I feel like everybody got their own lane. If you trying to copy somebody else, I mean, like me personally, if you sound like somebody else, I'm gonna listen to that other person before I go listen to you. Like, you just a copycat.
Yeah. What do you think it takes to make a unique sound? Because everything, you hear a lot of people say that, like, oh, all of this shit sound the same. So what, in your personal opinion, what do it take to make like a unique sound, like something that's new? Like, what would we add to the song?
Just living life, live your life, you know. Don't try to live nobody else's life. Like, yeah. Stay in your own lane, do what you do. Don't do nothing that you think somebody else wants you to do. You gotta be yourself at all times. All
right, so if I come back and we interview 5 years from now, what am I gonna be looking at? Where you gonna be at 5 years from now?
Man, hopefully I'm gonna be in a house like this here, owned by me.
Like I said, hey, this look like Diana Ross crib for real. This look like where she be coming to kick it after the award shows and shit.
Facts.
Man, yes sir, yes sir. Well, y'all make some noise, man. Put y'all hands together, man.
Make sure, hey, socials real quick, too.
Oh, yeah, you can find me on Instagram at selffirstt2. That's SELF1ST_T2. I'm on YouTube and that Piff. I ain't really been dropping in too much lately, but I got a lot of stuff involved.
That's what's up. Appreciate you coming through, fam. Thank you so much, y'all. Bro. Yes, sir. All right, it's your man B Diddy, aka
what's up, y'all?
AKA what up? AKA Free Smoke the Bear. AKA what else I got? I got
all the AKA, that's why I ain't got
I stashed all the AKA away in my AKA the I got him in the honeycomb hideout. I got all these AKAs. AKA Brandon Boom Dada.
Now let me read them, motherfucker. This shit funny as hell.
Don't read all of them.
This ain't AKA. I still got the 3 for 10s. That's the best one right now. I ain't gotta go no further. But anyway, man, what's your name, homie? Introduce yourself, man.
My name Ghost Gunner.
All right, say that again.
Ghost Gunner.
All right, bet. So, where you from, homie? What you got for us?
I'm from Kendallwood in Baton Rouge.
Okay. All right, what high school you went to, bro?
I went to Woodline.
Weed.
And I am Valley Park and all the other schools I got sent to for fighting, but
damn.
That's besides the point.
So, you've been out here throwing them hands with these niggas, huh?
Yeah, I'm small, that's man. Crazy. They always want to jump me because I'm small, man. Yeah, everybody got a problem with a small dude because they think they could take him. So, I learned to fight quick. That's so why I got that tat right there. Hazardous.
So let me ask you this. What do you think about like music today? Like, where do you fit in what's going on out here in the streets right now?
I want to tell my life story, but I also want to show my son, because we lost his mom. Mm. I've been listening to him in his room, and he be trying to rap.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I'm like, oh, hold up. I've been writing since I was little, you know?
Yeah.
Coming up in the school, after that happened, I kind of just dropped off, quit with it. And then I heard him singing, and I was like, you know what? Boom, back on the pad.
Yeah.
So I got back on, and I want to show him. He can do anything he want. And
I'm
going to teach him, or we going to build together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
man,
what I'm saying?
So, all right, so let me ask you this. Let's say if you had to keep one for the rest of your life. Like, you got the music going out and the lifestyle that go along with that. Or would you rather play like the background? Would you rather be like a producer, like an engineer, and be like
performer? Definitely, it's the best high I've ever had. Let's put it like that.
All right, I feel you on that. So, and then what is your project like now? Is it done? Is it out? Where can we fuck with it?
Well, I just did the video just now.
Yeah, right. Oh, that was you. That was me doing the video.
That was me
okay.
cutting up. All right. But and then the second one's gonna be Not at Home. That's more of a get, you know, telling emotion. Like, yeah. You're going to feel me. You're going to get my shit's in, my heart's in it.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell that I got something going on at the house, and I'm telling you that there's something going on in the house in the song. You know what I'm saying? So I just really, I want to reach out to people that, you know, they struggle with, like, mental illness, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm bipolar 1, and chronic anxiety, all this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to reach out to people who think they ain't got nothing to live for. Mm. I want them to know they got everything to live for. I want that to lift them up when they down.
Hey, that's real. That's real.
I want to save lives, not take them.
Yeah, because people, do you think that people need to see and hear themselves, like, in the media in order to feel, like, better represented?
I feel like, if I say what I'm going through or how my mental status has always been, everyone that feels the same way is going to feel what I got to say.
They're going
to
fuck with it.
They're going to fuck with it. Because they're going to be like, man, that sounds like what I'm going through right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not a home, turn into a dome, like it's a jail cell. Why am I paying bail when my room ain't a cell?
So when you record, do you just freestyle everything, or do you actually write the stuff down? Or?
Well, most of the time, I just record. Like, I put my phone on record with a beat in the background, and I freestyle and take all the good parts of it and some of the, you know, me just playing around in between, take that out. And then sometimes the Growing Up song, though, I wrote that to the beat. Like, just sat, and I kept writing it. Then I cut it, I edited it, you know, to make it faster, sharper, right. You know? All the punchlines hit hard.
Growing up, who are some people that you listen to that are some music influences on you?
DMX.
Rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah. Off top, DMX. And Lil Wayne, Lil Boosie. I love Lil Boosie music. Webby. Eminem. I started listening to NF, but that wasn't back when I was growing up. That's some new stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, MF Doom. You talking about MF Doom?
No, NF. No, like, NF. Yeah, he sound like about. Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And C-Lock from Bishop Woods.
No, I never heard of that. Mm-hmm. NF,
yeah.
Give, shout out to all these rappers. Shout out to DMX. Shout out to you, my man. Give me your socials. I want to catch on some NF. That's two people. I don't like when two people know shit and I don't know it.
All right.
What's your social?
Shit, I was like, hold on a minute, y'all.
My social, GHOST_Gunna, GUNNA, a.k.a. Cottonmouth, or King Cottonmouth, however you look at it.
Goddamn, appreciate you coming through, King Cottonmouth. Every round of applause. Come on, bro. Go ahead.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man. No doubt.
I got some more. I got another AKA.
Are you going to pick this time? Or do I get to pick? These are the coldest AKAs, man. Let me see. AKA Colin Keep a Big, AKA I Stay Lit. That's true.
Like Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah. Dolly Keeper Big. All right, man. What's going on with you? Introduce yourself, bro.
Wow. What's up? It's 223 here. I go by 3, though.
All right. So now that you've been in Atlanta for a little bit, like, what's the vibes? Like, how is it making you feeling being here?
Say, a lot. I love it. To be honest, you hear me? It's like everybody else say, it's really a whole different vibe from what you get back at home. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, you might see people, you know, they holler at you, whatnot, but, you know, but a DM you and ask you to repost their music, but they won't think about the repost yours, though. But you want me to do yours, you know. It's all kind of like this side situations and whatnot, but hey, I don't know where to call it.
Look, that's how it is out here. You know, it'd be a lot of shit that you didn't think you would run into that you end up running into, right?
Pretty much.
Don't let nobody pressure over no repost, bro.
Oh, man, say.
If you ain't reposting that shit, don't repost that shit.
I even let you know I seen it. That's crazy, huh?
Straight up. Look, the game down here in Atlanta is wide open, right? What have you been noticing about how the difference between how Atlanta artists move and how Baton Rouge artists move?
Oh man, like it's totally different. It's like a chain reaction, I wanna say, like a domino effect. Like they don't mind, you know, connecting and, you know, doing business, you know what I'm saying? Vice versa, leaving all the extra alone. But BR, you know, that's your section, this my section. You know, my people might not like your people, so hey, I ain't finna do no song with you.
Like, damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
straight like that.
Yeah, it's all type of little small, damn, small. Damn. Like, yeah.
That's crazy. So, let me ask you this. Talk to me about your favorite era of rap or favorite era of hip-hop that you wish would come back. Like, if you could go back and bring back any era of rap, like, what would it be?
Oh, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's kind of nice.
Early 2000s, we had Juvenile now. Right. We had Back That Ass Up when it first came out. That's in the early 2000s.
Say.
And a whole gang of other shit. So that's what it is.
To be honest, them was like a group that kind of like made me want to do what I do.
Cash,
you know,
money.
That made me want to kind of like rap. I'm like, man, that's, you know. When I did, for the most people, like, man, you look like BG when I was younger. So it was kind of like, yeah, I might well. Right.
I'm bringing back the Motown era. I want a conk and a blue Cadillac. That's what the hell I want. And a light skinned girl. That's it.
Six inch white walls on that book.
Digging the scene with a gangster lean nigga.
Yeah. AKA Mr. 12 Miles to the Gallon. That's another, if you had to bring back what era I'm going to be. I'm going to be that era.
All right, okay, so when you think about music now, right?
Right.
What do you think about people that are making this music that's specifically for TikTok? Like, you know how people only, like, they make this catchy-ass song and shit that you could make a 10-second dance video to, and that's the whole song, and they blowing up off of that. What you think about that shit?
I mean, me personally, bro, I'm going to keep all the way G with you and all the way 100. You can ask anybody about me. I really don't care what you do and how you do it, because, like, I got my own lane. I got what I got going on. So, like, what you eat ain't going to make me shit, my nigga.
I feel you on that. So, do you think that you would ever, like, put out a song like that that got, like, a challenge to it or something like that?
I don't know. I can't say, because I got, a song out right now called Did It Bop, everybody like, and they, you know, if I shoot a...
You say it's called Diddy Bop?
Yeah.
Where can we hear that? Or where is it at?
It's everywhere, man.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah.
On all platforms?
Yeah.
Give us your socials, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, for real. Because people going to listen to this. They going to look it up. Then they going to keep doing the Diddy Bop. Watch.
Oh, yeah, man. Say. Look,
I'm trying to say.
Heartland fans love a dance. I love a dance. I love when the artists come there and they got to dance to a song. I will do your dance.
Right. How many times they came up to Hollywood Nigga and was dancing in the studio?
Every time anybody come to Holly Unique and they got a dance, I do their dance.
Yes, every fact. Time.
So what's your social so they want to do the dance again?
It really ain't no dance, you hear me, that I do, you know what I'm saying? It's a song for, you know, you to do your dance, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I want you to do your dance. They done made everybody snap pop, you know, all the others, you know. I want to see you dance, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to see you cut up and have a good time, you know, we're going to do it together.
I'm going to ask you this one last question, and then I'm going to let you go. What do you think when you get back to BR, like, what's going to be your approach when you get back? Like, you going to be like, man, I can't wait back to get to Atlanta? Or you just going to, like, kind of work a record down there for a little bit?
I mean, it's life, so I can't say. Might be back. Might be out just still working, but it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always a consistent grind, so.
He sound like he about to just sneak off the sprinter. He's going to be lost at the QT. And they're like, where? Where he at?
We're going to look back up like 5 years later. This nigga going to be on all the billboards and shit. Like, damn, this nigga, he just stayed.
He going to be in the studio next time we pull up. Like, damn, bro. What's your socials? What's your socials, bro?
You can find me on Instagram at 2_20_3. _LIL_BIH. Yeah, it's 223, little bitch. Yeah.
There you go. Round of applause. All right, come on, Queen.
What's good? What's going on?
Hello. T-Money,
nice to meet you.
How are you?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Kayla Shea.
All right.
Singer, songwriter, performing artist, all that.
Okay, so how has the industry changed for you now? Because, like, everybody's singing on records now. Everybody. Rappers,
okay.
Actual singers, and everybody in between.
Before I answer this, I've been waiting to get my interview, and I've been dying to ask you a question, bro. These shoes, they remind me of, like, a memory foam plush carpet when you get out of the shower and you, like, step.
You
like,
did.
I really got to see. I've really been, like, I don't know. It's, like, giving me carpet, you but it's also me. Giving me.
This is 1,000 thread count. Sheet right here.
Okay,
this
so
is,
how much were those? Because Vans are not expensive, but that's exclusive.
You know how when you get in somebody's car and they say you got to take your shoes off before you get in your
yeah,
car?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what these made out of.
Them the shoes they give you when you change 100 kids'
you
lives.
You ain't answer me. How much?
After you mentor 100 children, that's the kind of shoes they give you.
And if I told you how much I paid for them, you would be mad. You would really be mad.
I'd be mad.
Yeah, because they're attainable. Know. Like, you can have them too.
You can only pay for them with gold stars that they give you for like no wow. go, not Bitcoin, like gold stars like at junior church.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, man, that's funny as hell. So talk to me about what I really wanted to ask you was this. You know how some people grow up in a church and they start singing that way?
Yeah.
Was it the same way for you, or did you find like R&B somewhere or something like that, or?
It's like when I'm not going to say when I was born because, like, it's hard to remember when you were born. But it's like in life we all find a purpose.
Right.
Well, most of us, hopefully. And for me, that purpose is music. Of course, I sang in church when I was young. But I sang in church because it was just something that I wanted to do, just like with music. Like, it's like it wasn't what started me. I feel like music was something that was always inside of me. Mm. Expressing it in church, awesome. I love it. I get to express my love for God and also sing with my fellow families. So.
What do you think about the recent infusion of female artists? Like, you got, like, Coily Rae, Carly, who else? Meg Thee Stallion. Like, all of these women that's... yes, again. So like, all of these women is, like, rapping and singing and performing, like... How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good. Do I necessarily think that they are very talented? Some of them, no. Some of them, yes. But I appreciate their hustle. That is what I appreciate. I appreciate somebody that works hard, somebody that grinds, somebody that knows what it takes to be in the industry, and they're pushing themselves.
Right.
Whether it's trash or not, it's all about whether you believe in it. So.
Right. I feel you on that. So what would you say is, like, the one thing that you want people to take away from your music is your music close to, like, sort of like that hers sort of Frank
relatable.
Ocean vibe-y type of music, or
relatable love? If you're scared, then you should say something. I don't want to make you want from me. I've been trying to figure out your vibe. You can call instead of text sometimes. Do you love me? Like that, you
okay,
know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay, cool.
Very, very, very love songs. It's all not all right.
Do you kind of see some of yourself in some of the older R&B artists like Monica or like Brandy or like Mary J. Blige or something like that?
I really don't know. I don't really listen to a lot of women. It's crazy. My favorite artist is actually Juice WRLD.
Bad.
Yeah. His freestyle is crazy. Much respect to him. I love Juice WRLD.
He had a couple little melodies up in there too that was
yes.
Decent. I like him with Young Thug on that song Mannequin Challenge.
Yes.
That was dope.
Uncle, yes.
Yeah. All right, so hit us with the social. Let us know where we can find you.
Kayla Shea Music. My name is not Kayla. It is K space Lashay. All right, that's KAYLASHEA Music on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My music is on all platforms, as it should be. And yeah, that's really all it is.
Yes, sir. You got anything?
We're going to be chilling, maybe listen to some music. If they got some music, they can play us on some speakers or something. I'd like to hear some music from from Kayla Shea.
Oh, yeah.
We'd definitely love to hear some music. I'm going to get our business cards out of artists. It's been a hell of an experience.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been wild as hell, T-Money.
It's been wild as a motherfucker for a lot of different reasons, but especially because now we're going to hear some new artists we never heard before.
I brought T-Money with me, just like on a whim. Like, T-Money, I want to appreciate you for coming down and helping do something to help.
Having me in the Diana Ross crib, nigga. I wasn't expecting this.
It's been beautiful down here. I appreciate you, man, for coming onto the platform. I appreciate all the artists from Baton Rouge that have just graced here. I feel like we got in with some winners, T-Money, right?
Yeah. You hear, buddy upstairs. He talk about bad niggas in their motherfucking mouth.
It's going down in a major way here. I'm just like in awe. It's just like the power of the internet, right? You just get connected through them. We get
in the building with the right type of motherfuckers at the right time, don't it?
I have a, know what's going to happen, T-Money. We're going to take the Heartland Boom Festival out here, and I feel like this is going to be part of the lineup. We're going to have y'all come out. I'd love to have y'all on the Heartland Boom Festival.
For sure.
Rouge, huh? Probably should go to Baton Rouge, you think?
We were trying to go down there, but they were shut down because of COVID and shit. But now be did.
Come to that rack, we open. Maybe after Denver, come to that rack, we open.
Oh, yeah, after Denver. For sure. We might be able to. Yeah. So, yeah, I heard it open.
Open.
Yeah, like.
I don't think it's ever been Atlanta open.
Down, may all your pain be champagne and may all your tears be tears of joy. This is B. Diddy. Thank y'all for listening to the B. Diddy Show.